Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Dr. Uday here. Thanks for joining us today. For those that don't know me, I am a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and I am super happy to be here. So today I'm going to be talking about leg swelling. It's a complaint that I get asked about quite a bit in the office. The top thing usually when I hear about leg swelling is the first thing, is it unilateral, is it bilateral? And what that means is it one leg or is it both legs? Usually with both legs, a lot of the times I'm thinking more, is it, you know, is there a medication reaction? Is it something benign like venous insufficiency where the veins aren't working as well? You know, in patients, maybe that might have varicose veins. Is it, you know, something like a heart problem? Because to be honest with you, when people have heart failure issues, patients that have, you know, long-standing history of high blood pressure or other issues, and it results in heart failure, they can start off with symptoms with pedic edema or swelling in their lower extremities. So a lot of times when I have patients with lower extremity swelling, I do order an evaluation of their heart, an ultrasound of their heart, to make sure that there isn't anything else going on there. And so that's kind of what I'm thinking of versus a unilateral or one leg. And in that situation, one of the serious issues could be a blood clot. And so in that situation, I would order an ultrasound just to make sure. There could be some other disorders that are not as serious, like a Baker's cyst, which is a cyst behind the knee that can cause swelling, or it could be infectious, where there's an infection in the skin going on. You could have infection in both legs, but a lot of times people have it in one leg, and that would need treatment or antibiotics. So in general, for swelling in the legs, I usually suggest that patients call their doctor or a clinician to get evaluated, just to make sure it's not something serious like a blood clot, because that actually can be deadly, because that clot can move and go into the heart or the lungs and cause problems that can actually kill the patient. So a lot of times, just to be on the safe side, you should call your doctor, call your clinician if you have any swelling in your lower extremities, just to at least rule out the you know, really bad stuff. And then after that, if it's something benign like a venous insufficiency, or just like the veins aren't working as well, a lot of times I'll tell patients to get compression stockings or their over-the-counter socks, like travel socks that you can use that will help. Usually people that also have venous insufficiency, I suggest that when they're sitting or laying down, that they elevate their legs to help the symptoms. But again, with lower extremity swelling, I think it's one of those complaints that you should go in and see your doctor to figure out exactly what's going on. I hope this video is helpful to you. If you're looking for a new doctor in the area, we're based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. We do virtual appointments. Our phone number is 304-350-1087. And you can also find us online at www.applevalleyfamilymed.com. And we would be more than happy to help. So you stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.